This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We're in middle, it's on Amud Tufya Dalit. So we had just spoken about trying to imagine Olam Haba and that type of thing. He then asks Halachic Shaila. He asks when you're supposed to be Mekabel Tainus. We can skip that one. The next one is also Halachic Shaila, Amud Tuf Tesfo, but he says something that is interesting in his approach to Halacha. V'omnam ha'rava. Ani ro'a shein ro'a lois v'al shnei badim. There was a meeting some places to take a lot of Aravis. And he says, I don't think you should, k'mo shein ro'a lois v'al lulav v'echt v'esir echad. Just like you shouldn't add a lulav and esrit more than one. V'zulaseinim and agoinim, someone else is mata to'yisefes arava k'mo shemo to'yis v'adas. V'anachni says, ein divrem etzein ha'chazakim. I don't see their argument as being very compelling. Ella, that we do find, he brings it, the gifts as Behoi Shaina, but so adding more Hadas might found a marker, but I mean, my son obviously didn't. The whole Dava, Shaloi Nimtsa Isikosa Bevela Chachamishim Mutter, and anything that we don't find clearly in Chazal that it's Mutter. So my netiyah is to leave it and not to add, not to take away. In my mind, there's no difference between taking away or adding. Both of them is playing around with the halacha. If we have only two aravis, then we're being mekayim mitzvah mufar. So leima she'im b'chash teisefes le'gerod. Something that has no chash of teisefes gerod. Zui datena. That's what I think. Or mi she'rotz la'alach achra yelech, mi she'rotz la'alach achachem yelech. If somebody wants to do, like I said, good. If not, the others. In other words, I don't see a clear makom where it's usher. But I certainly don't see that a clear heta, and that's why he says my nitiya is to leave it where it is, status quo. I can't say that someone who's not doing it is doing wrong, and therefore I leave it like that. Then he says, umash zacharta mimash ginola aleinu roya keri b'leila tzayim v'arma v'zeshra keri ton tefila. There are those people who say that if you see keri, the night of Yom Kippur, you need to have tefila, which is not halacha. What people say, and even if everybody says it, I don't buy into it. Only whatever comes out in your mind in sugya. So, again, it must have been a common thing that people said it's a terrible thing, it feels like miskabel, whatever it is. And he feels that, you know, it's not something that is, it's definitely not right, and therefore not to do it. Then the next one is the Omnam Hayoitzis, also halachic tefillah, halachic shayla, about people who, when the chazan davens, whether or not whether only the chazan says yoitzer, or people also chime in and they say yoitzer. That's purely halachic shayla. I'm not going to go into it. Then on the next omer, Tov Yudzayin, v'chol ma shezacharta me'avaseinu v'yisafa ba. The fact that you wrote to me that, you know, of your ava to me, yesh lecha v'zeh sacha gadol. There's a lot of schar to it. Lefi she aval shem shemayim. It's aval shem shemayim. Why? Vim nimshechas acham asher isim dreina b'teira. Shehime eitz l'shem yisala. Your words of admiration and what you're writing to me is because you like my Torah. So it's not me. It's me as a conduit for Torah's Hashem. Imkein ikazu avi l'shem shemayim. So really the ava is l'shem shemayim. It's like if you like a person because he's a tzaddik, because he's a chacham, you know, because he has qualities that are ruchnius, that is a ruchniistic type of, that's an ava that is to what is right. Avas Hashem is a mitzvah, and you want, out of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants to love the mitzvahs and tzivuyim. And we, the Chachma Torah, are teaching it as such. So, it, in other words, it's just like Lamashal. If a person loves sports a lot, he's crazy about sports, sports fan. So he also likes other sports fans and people who have the same, that same tchuna. So that all calls a achnis. So here also, all of those milas are being included in that mila, and that's why it's all part of Hashem. The truth is, the Raman Halacha brings it as a means of being dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person is mizdavik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu by virtue of the person is mizdavik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he's an oyhev and so on and so forth. The chiyuv to mizdavik is means to mizdavik to Chachmat Torah as well, because it, in the end of it, it's you like this person because he embodies the ideals you admire. He's your conduit for those ideals that you admire. It's centered. The nekuda is the nekuda of Dvar Hashem. And I just add one connection that's important. I've just recently heard somebody's heard a recording of somebody speaking about love and love and love and love. This, you know, this person is kind of nominally rabbinic, but he's coming from a sort of a Californian flower child background. If you love a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you love his mitzvahs and asaras as well. A person who just loves Hashem, but really skimps on mitzvahs and really grumbles when he has to do mitzvahs. A person says, "I'd rather focus on loving Hashem than doing mitzvahs." There's something askance over there. Something wrong. Mashal ma'adava daima. I hate to use the mashal so crassly, but it's a little, you know, when a person is chasing a woman because he loves her, but he's not willing to do very much except for what will get him the girl, but he's not going to go out of his way for her because what he really likes is himself and he happens to like this euphoria. I mean, if you really care for somebody, then it means whatever a parent for a child will do a lot of uncomfortable things, be up nights for them, spend money for them, and do everything that it takes to make the child. That's an expression of genuine love, you know, that the child doesn't lack anything. If a person is really oyev Hashem, and to Hashem Torah mitzvahs is very precious, that should transfer the person also. The person should be kosher. And should feel that doing a mitzvah is a wonderful opportunity to do something that Hashem wants and likes. So, and similarly, learning Torah is a type of interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is the profoundest interaction. And the genuine description of Avas Hashem would include that. And if a person has somebody he's learning from, he'd feel tremendous HaKadosh Baruch Hu because this person is a vehicle for that closeness. Okay. Then he says, "Va'omna, mashi gia lona v'efshi emes roli emes, sheisha mishadav aleinu ros." What you told us that it's, and he says possibly true, possibly not true. I guess it's part of the luchos hashorim. Not supposed to believe the person 100% that there are people who say bad things about us. V'mevakesh diskabit bekloini, and he is he wants to gain fame by humiliating me, and he's arguing on whatever we wrote now safer. I heard that you protested, and you sort of stood up. Don't do anything about it. I am moichel anybody does it because you know, his foolishness. And if the person gains out of it, then for sure, listen. And now he writes very cynically. It's amazing. Veloyaziklon, it doesn't bother us. He says, me, it doesn't bother, and he gains out of it. This person feels that he's gaining, and I couldn't care less. So I don't have a, I'm a chuyv al pidin to allow myself, because then I'm a vizele chasa. It's incredible. You know, but kol shekein shano vizele lekulon. He says, and more than that, he says, we both gain from it. Why? Lezeh ho'im v'shul mashi leina bein ayushin l'fanim min ha-shleimus, v'shul chochem, v'shul tofes. This person gains because people look at him, wow, he's so smart and so wise. And he's able to slug up something that everybody thinks is very good. And especially if it's in halacha and religious things. And he's getting a tremendous amount of olam hazeh for it. I'm also gaining in olam hazeh and olam haba. How? Olam haba mevu, olam haba is pashit. You know, the person gets his yisurim here and so on. Volum has a why, mipnei shekol mi shemevakesh lehalim mashigilo Hashem, omna moisiv legili. In other words, what will happen is people will become more and more interested and is going to try to find out exactly what really happened. In other words, when you ban a book, you usually increase the readership. So when people are going around and saying the Rambam's writing Narishkeit, people are interested. So Lemaisa, it will be helpful. You're going to get yourself into fights that have no purpose. I'm fine. I'm not asking for anybody to help me. And we'll let everyone do whatever he wants. I'm not into it. It is interesting. This person is an outsider. He's a stranger. And the Rambam just brushes him off. To his own Talmud, he does express certain feelings that he has about the person and what he thinks he's worth, and so on and so forth. So, you know, that's very, very interesting, the difference between that. And it's understandable, you know. He wasn't, you know, for some outside come in, he certainly didn't think it was appropriate to say anything. As Talmud, he wanted to say his feelings and so on. Okay, another letter to this Rebbe Yosef Yehudabina Machlekes. Omnom, la avose lo ovi vi amitis, your love for, you know, it's for your father. So basically, in other words, he must read the Rambam that he thinks that maybe the Rambam suspects that he's not loyal to him, and he says Chas v'Shalom. He says, I know that your feelings towards me are true, and thinking that I cast any doubt on it is wrong. V'omnom, Ibn Jabir was the one who wrote the letter before, I guess. He wrote a lot of letters with the people, the merchants who come there. I saw that it was a person looking, you know, a mavakish, and I tried to help him. I plan to do whatever is appropriate in the world of Anivus, and even if it will damage me or my reputation. In other words, I will not go out of my framework of the way I think it's proper to conduct myself. And if anybody tries to show himself great through knocking me, even if he's from the youngest, even if he's a nobody, I'm moichel him. Omru hamiyashadach hatzlocha, Chazal, who teach a person the road to Hatzlacha said, Oyev Lifrak, Sina Lito and Sina Kaidem. If you have a choice of doing a mitzvah, the Oyev to take off and the Sina to put on, the Sina goes first. Lachem Sisra, because it helps the person be Koyfe Yetze. In other words, being Koyfe Yetze is a positive virtue. The Chol Mishot of the Siasha, Yishasha, yeah. Ukvar had that Licha Panim Bipanim, Kadativ, Panim Panim, Imuzecha, Sheha Adam. I've spoken already. Im yaskim bezmanenu ze lasas loyma kifig mul ko adam bekmois myself. If a person bezman azeh will try to reply to every person based on that person's actions, kmois shenema, like it does say that that's an appropriate behavior. By yakus im ikesh itapol yikve benafshei ze kinyan. Nikba b'chol mina ros. If a person will try to go with that mahalach, he's going to end up bringing into himself all sorts of terrible midas. If you're going to respond to people tit for tat, you're going to end up picking up an awful lot of bad midas. Lefi sheroy mishoreshu ikish imkein roy la adam. So anybody who wants to be an Adam, he should work on his midas and his wisdom and forget about the nonsense that goes around him. And you who are so upset and so furious because of the mistake of the people making or whoever is deliberately, Hashanim Mechaibes Chazer. You know, your years, because you're young, that's why you have such powerful emotions. Ukver Hayisi, Bishnoi Secho, Biyoisha Secho, Biyoisha Chazak, Mimasha Taboy. When I was young in your age, and even older than you, I used to argue and fight a lot, more than you even. I would fill, you know, I would write off very, very strong letters and argue powerfully. You probably heard about the issue, the Trefus issue I was involved in, there was Isaac, me, and a certain Dayan Neget, I gained a lot of fans and knocked a lot of people. So I was a big fighter and a good fighter. I've come to realize it's just about volume. You need to fight alone, go with the emes, and just don't care what people say around you, so on and so forth. Okay, next, Tavchav Dalit. This is a small piece of a letter, a snippet of a letter, but he does make interesting point over here. He says something very interesting. But omnam, may aini binyani ha'olam ein lecham azas shedvar. In this world, I have only two comforts. One is kishestakel va'ayim hashayim, when I sit and learn whatever it is that I learn. And secondly, v'shez ebni avram hashem yis'ala, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave my son Avram the chain and the bracha of Avram Avinu. In other words, he called his son Avram on the name of Avram Avinu. I once saw a letter. I guess it's not a letter with the yichus, as else he would have brought it. That the reason why I called him Avram is after Avram Avinu, who was the Rishon Chol Maminim. And the Rambam was extremely taken by Avram. The fact that a person on his own, where the entire society is against it and nothing like it, comes up with that emes, Rambam was extremely taken by it. So he says, Umisha hemin bishmoy behemin benesinasai, hu yamin viyasmid viyarechai bishnoisav. The Avraham Avinu who believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mevarachim in his chos, should be miskayim. Hu onov v'shval shevanoshim. It's an extraordinary onov mitzuruf as a tov midoisav, tremendous midis. Hu bal seichel dak v'teva noah. He has a very refined mind and a very, very special nature. V'yilov as Hashem shem b'gdoilom le'isafik, eshel me'ashem yisal shashkecho le'yashem chasodov. This is the Rambam's observation about his son. The Rambam was extremely taken by his midas. He mentions his mind, but that's tucked in between his anivus, his general good midas, his mind, and his pleasant disposition. The Rambam, I guess, also cared about midas and stuff like that. Okay, next letter. This is the final letter we have in this batch. Don't think there are more, but whatever it is. I mean, there are some truths I want to learn. But okay. Someone had asked about listening to Arab music and drinking Stam Yena. Yadua, She'etzem Azema Neginas Kulam Asurim. Neginas Stama Asa. Bafil Yomim Milim Klal. La Amram Zal Uda Desham Azima Ta'aka. Chazal said that anyone who hears anything, this is al-seichel l'churban, te'oker. Ukrabeir ha-talmud, shein hefesh m'shmei ha-cholol, aniga meisorim, aysil zanimus b'lei kli, kol ma'shevei d'shrach v'zanefesh ha-ksusa osa, m'she zachru. Anything which makes you feel good, and expansive mode, is osa. V'nisra's har nevuis, amad, that they were maspechid on nevuah, Altisoch Yisrael Gil Kamin. Vesibasem Vesmov. Lefishize Hakor Hachishki Roy Lechnio Ola Hoshiv Ocher. Veshiv Ocher Velimshach Verisnoi. Loishe Yushlach Vyisba Rovas Atzmeya. So the Rambam here doesn't say that Zechel of Urban. He just says it's appropriate that a person not let himself go. A person, anything that makes you feel like you own the world, quote unquote, is not a good hagasha. And we're not going to look at the person. Yes, every so often there's a person who is brought to increase avodas Hashem. No, Nigan brings you into it. So he says, "Lefish adinim atorim om lichu v'aroi v'amotzu shediru chachamim behoive." So, halachas that Chazal give us are written, and he says it even by Mrs. Atorim in one place, are written as a klal. As a klal, music tends to make you feel less nichna takash bravo. V'chve'abiru l'zanazim v'amru. And they were megane that vu omram haportim al pi anevil kedavid chashalim klei shir. So he feels that they frown on it. Now, I don't see. We'll see. He feels so. He has another two or three paragraphs on this, but he does. He does give a heta for Torah music. Okay, two. Ukvar ba'ana be'perish perish avis she'enefesh ben dibur ivrim v'aravim. We had said in Pirkei Avos the language that it's in makes no difference. It's the content. It's the type of music. But omnom ye'osas ayuta finya kol be'la diburim. Ube'emes ha'sichus osas shama for them beloishir. The person says rowdy. Or raunchy types of lyrics, even without a song. And if a person plays music that has words that are not beseder, the three surim. Hearing nivul peh. Listening to songs. So in lema zimah v'fuma. If it's at a drinking party, there's a fourth iser. If a woman sings it, there's a fifth iser. La omram zal kol bi isha erva, because kin she shara. So kol bi isha is erva, and if she sings, you get a fifth iser. Hine nizbara emes b'moifis v'hi sham mechuvim banishni a goy kaddish. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be a goy kaddish. V'lo yielan of poal v'lo dibur el b'shleimus v'ashev l'shleimus. We should not be doing anything unless it brings us to shleimus. Loi b'shlo hakadosh amayim kol toiv v'lispakus asher meschoik. Korban was a v'ze inyan b'moyer mashadai boy chelk achmen b'dvar bruma es hashem mayim. Asher zocha goinim zal. And goyim the goyim warm up the zimra, who shiras tivit shiras shvachos. They're talking about songs that are shvachim l'kadosh baruch hu, k'moshe zocha ba'al halacha zal. Like ba'al halacha says, he brings the riff over here. Avol haska shirim b'nehem, but to include regular songs, and it was very common in Spain. I mean, people get together at a party, from people, and they would sing, you know, just songs about drinking, songs about this, all sorts of, very, very mundane songs. Look at it. I don't understand. You said that kosher people, good people, Erlich people, they have drinking parties and sing these songs. The people that I consider to be Erlich HaYidin are not to be found in bars. As you tell me, Erlich HaYidin, when they're drinking in the bars and having a fest, they sing songs. He says, you've just defined yourself out of it. Okay, then he speaks about Stam Yenom. V'omnom, Eilei Shme'elim en Rechukam Avodazorah Mash Kvazchatem Yoyisim Rechuk Kodem Med Yoyimai. Asha'am HaRav Shumanasach. You're telling me that Yishmaelim, since they're of the Avodah Zarah, why would their wine be Yayin Nesach? He says, the halacha is a goy, even if it's a kodem min yoymoy, is menasach, even though it's hard to see any Avodah Zarah that he worshipped. Hashem Rav Shu menasach, halach kemoyse, betachlis mashi kilu kol agoyinim b'yayin sha'il v'shumut b'anor l'zul aseh. The kula are about mut b'anor, but shtiel l'shazach me'ala b'alei ro'ah. The Dan Stam Yenom with them as well. It doesn't make a difference. But Ika, a minasim for the Zol Yain a royal kargav mizbeach, or Kohira ben Yisrael Azal, also come from the Maisu, who hold the Sfarad, that they asked even Yain that is even wine of Yishmaelim. It doesn't make a difference. Okay, we'll hold it here. I'll mitzvah Hashem try to put together by next week more stuff. You know, it's like this. There's a little bit left over in Shuvas here and there. The next possible sefer the Rambam, or the only sefer left, would be Moreh Nevuchim. I don't know if your game, it's not easy. Some parts of it are really abstruse, some parts of it are very easy. We could try to make a stand if you want. I have a little bit more stuff to finish, but by and large, big chelik we've done already. So, okay.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Okay, so I'll try that. I do want to finish. I have a few tshuvas I marked off as worth learning. And b'chol, I mean, the one thing you see in these letters is, it's like, as Gadol Shimusha as Milimudo, it's hard to see the Rambam as human as he is in any place but his letters. You know, how he reacts, how he thinks about situations, how he deals with situations, his irony, his understanding people. It's really, really, really astounding. It's okay.
I'm last week, you have to run. He said something about translating. He said he regretted writing today with Art Scroll, like all these types of things. Is it the...
He also understood, there's a reason why he wrote it in Arabic. He wrote it in Arabic so that the Hamonam didn't... Listen, this guy Jabba, Yosef Jabba, tells him, came to translate the Yad Chazaka because I don't understand Hebrew. Like, obviously, there was a big problem. So... you know, my main reason for doing what he did, but you know, I'll go punning. That's the
okay.
Yeah. Good. Good.
I'll call you Sunday, I guess.
Yeah. So let's tentatively. I'll be Sunday in New York, and then I'm gonna come in. Either Sunday night, I'll stay over in Lakewood. I'll do the thing, and then I'd like to really get back home. You know.
You're coming in already Sunday, I mean.
I mean, coming Sunday, probably I'm going to stay. I have a place where I stay always. You know, I'll say always. I very rarely stay, but it's looking. And but then I'd like to leave Monday night. I'm supposed to speak there, do question answer, supper, whatever. But I really would like to have a brisk Tuesday morning. I really don't want to miss it. So
Monday will be. Is this a whole day Monday? This thing.
I'm a queer from 5 o'clock to be there. 5 to 10. That's my idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say it.
Right.
Yeah. Bye.
All right.